Hi, welcome back to the Ori's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and we are rapidly approaching the end of the fifth chapter, the final chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we will be learning the eighth and ninth Mishnayos, Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches tells us, Yayin Nesach Aser Va'oser B'chol Shehu. Libation wine is not only prohibited, but it also prohibits other things in any amount. Yayin B'yayin U'mayim B'mayim B'chol Shehu. Prohibited wine in permitted wine, and prohibited water in permitted water, they make each other prohibited in any amount. And as far as what prohibited water is, we'll see that when we get to the Bar Neuro. Yayin b'mayim, umayim b'yayin. But if you have prohibited wine in water, or prohibited water in wine, b'no sein tam, then it only prohibits if you can taste it, if it imparts flavor to the permitted thing. Zehaklal, this is the general rule. Min b'mino b'mashehu, if something is mixed up in its own type of thing, water and water, wine and wine, if something is mixed up in its own type of thing, it prohibits in any amount. V'shelo b'mino b'no sein tam. But if something is mixed up with something of a different type, then it only prohibits if it imparts flavor. Let's look in the Bar Neuro, who will give us some more details on this halacha. Mayim b'mayim. Mayim shenisaschu la'avodah zarah o shenavdu, b'mayim shel heter. So we're talking about either water that was offered as a libation to an idol, or water that was itself worshipped, if they serve the water as an avodah zarah. So either of these prohibit in any amount if they're mixed in with water that is normal, permitted drinking water. Now, the next Bar Neuro is pretty huge, so I think we're just going to do the second half of it, or maybe it's even the second two-thirds of it. It's very long. So skipping down, so it says, Umaskana de Milsa. So in the final analysis, Lafi Ha'alacha, according to Halacha, Kol Asurin Sheba Torah, Bein B'minan, Bein Shelo B'minan. Everything that's prohibited in the Torah, whether it's in its own type or in a different type of thing that it gets mixed together with, B'no Sein Tam, would only prohibit it if it imparts flavor. So the halacha is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Min B'mino, if something is mixed in with its own type, it's prohibitive in any amount. And the Bar Neuro here is telling us the halacha is, even in its own type, it only prohibits if it imparts flavor. There are two exceptions. Chutz mitevel v'yayin nesech. So it excludes produce from which the tithes have not yet been taken, and it also excludes libation wine. Debeminan b'mashehu. These things prohibit in their own type in any amount. Shelo b'minan b'no sein tam. But in other species and other types of food and drink, they would only prohibit if they impart flavor. Yayin nesech. Libation wine, mishum chumra d'avodah zarah. That's because avodah zarah, idolatry, is so incredibly stringent. V'tevel, and the reason that untithed produce is so strictly prohibitive. Kehetero kach isuro, because the way that it becomes permitted is also the way that it prohibits. Kamo shachita achas poteres es hakeri, just like taking a single grain and designating it as truma will then permit the entire pile. Kachi ta'achas oseh sakeri kulo tevel. Similarly, a single grain can render an entire pile tevel. So it's an easy out, but then it's an easy back in. So taking one grain from your pile of wheat or whatever will free it up, but if you take one grain of tevel and you drop it into another grain, another pile of grain, then it's going to prohibit the whole thing. So it works both ways. It's a double-edged sword. V'im isur mishar isurin nisarev beheter. But if anything else that's prohibited gets mixed up with something permitted, im nisarev min b'she'enu mino, if it becomes mixed up with something of a different type, to ikala mikama taime, so that you can rely on the flavor, then im truma hishin nisarev b'chulin yitmena kohen. Then if it's truma that got mixed up with regular, non-sanctified food, let a kohen taste it, because he's allowed to eat the truma. V'im davar isur, Itamu nachtom nachri. And if it's some other type of prohibited food, then let a non-Jewish baker taste it. Im omer she'ein b'taruvas tam ha-truma o tam ha-isur. And if the person tasting it says that it doesn't taste like the truma and it doesn't taste like the prohibited thing, hakol mutter, then it's all permitted. Vimnis Arev Min Bamino Deleka Lemekama Taima, but if something gets mixed up in its own species, so you can't rely on the taste. So for example, wheat that's truma got mixed up with wheat that's chulin. It's all wheat. It all tastes the same. So if it's something that can't be relied on for taste, o mimba she'en omino, ve'en kan kohen o nachri shenucha lismachalav, or if you have something that's mixed up in a different species of matter that you could rely on the taste, but there's no kohen or non-Jew around to taste it for you, im ha'iser hu michelev v'dam v'nevelos v'trefos shkatsim v'ramashim v'kiyotze bezeh, if the prohibited thing is forbidden fat or blood from different types of non-kosher animals, or if it's bugs and things like that, mishar noso b'shishim im yesh shishim shel heter k'neged ha'iser hakol mutter v'im lav hakol aser. Then you have to see, does the permitted outweigh the prohibited by 60 times? If it does, then it's good, and if it doesn't, then it's prohibited. V'im ha'iser hu truma v'chala u'bikurim, and if it's a question of truma or chala, which is a portion for the kohen, or bikurim is first fruits, all these things go to a kohen, v'shar noso b'meya shel heter, then you have to weigh it against 100 portions of permitted. So if it outweighs it by 100 to 1, then it's okay, and if not, it's prohibited. Vim arla v'klei hakerem, misharin oso b'masayim. Or if it's produce from trees in the first 3 years when you're not allowed to eat the produce, or if it's produce from mixed species, then you have to weigh it against 200 times. So if the prohibited is outweighed by 200 times the permitted, then it would be good, and if not, it would not be good. Okay, let's continue now with Mishnah Tess. Elu asurin v'osrin b'kol shehein. The following items are prohibited, and they prohibit other things in any amount. Yayin nesech, libation wine, v'avodah zarah, an idol, v'oros levuvin, those heart skins we discussed way back in the first chapter, where they would tear open the animal to remove the heart, v'shor haniskal, and an ox that was condemned to death for killing someone, v'egla rufa, and the calf that would have its neck broken at a place where a murder victim was found, Vitzipari Mitzora, the birds of the Mitzora, Usar Nazir, the hair of the Nazir, Upeter Chamor, and the exchange of a donkey, Ubasar Bechalov, and meat and milk combinations, and then parenthetically it says, Vitzair HaMishtaleach, the goat that would be sent away on Yom Kippur, Vechulin Shinishchatu Be'azara, and non-sanctified animals that were slaughtered in the courtyard of the temple, Hare Elu Asurin V'Osrin Mekol Shehein. These are prohibited, and they prohibit others in any amount. Let's look in the Bar Nura, who will explain what's going on. Elu Asurin V'Osrin Mekol Shehein. These are prohibited and prohibit in any amount. Kol Makam Shinis Arev Sham Afilu Echad Be'elef Osrin Es Kulan. Any place where one of these items is mixed up with even 1,000 permitted items, all of them would be prohibited. So Yayin Nesech, what's the case of Yayin Nesech? Chavis Achaf Be'ele Chavios Aser Es Kulam Bahana. So if you have one barrel, see here we're not talking about if you poured Yayin Nesech into regular kosher wine. So here we're talking about if you have barrels of wine, and one of them is a barrel of libation wine, and it got mixed up with 1,000 barrels of regular kosher wine. So they would all be prohibited for benefit. Ve'ein kein halacha, but this is not actually the halacha. Elakidikas vinan shall I perech kol hatzlabim, but rather, as we discussed in an earlier chapter, molech demei oso chavis liyam hamelach, v'hashar hakol mutter bahana v'oso b'shtiyah. So as we said in a previous chapter, if that happens, then you have to take the value of the prohibited wine, throw it into the Yam HaMelach, the Dead Sea, and then the wine would be permitted for benefits even though you can't drink it. So, for example, you could sell it to non-Jewish customers. V'avodah zarah, an idol. Tzura she'avduha v'nas arev be'elef tzuros she'enon avodah zarah. So we're talking here if there's a figure that was worshipped, and then it got mixed in with 1,000 figures that were never worshipped. So all of them would be prohibited. Skipping a little, Usar Nazir, the hair of the Nazir. The Isiri Hanahu, because you're not allowed to have benefit from it. Dichsiv, because the Torah tells us. V'nasan al ha'esh asher tachas zevach hashlamim. So the Torah tells us that the Nazir is supposed to put his hair on the fire under the pot where they're cooking his sacrifice. So it's supposed to be burnt, not allowed to have any benefit from it. Skipping a little more, ubasar bechalav. meat and milk combinations. Chatichas basar, shinis bashal bechalav, finis arva be'elef chatichos, asuros es kulan bahana. So if you have a piece of meat that was cooked in milk, and then it got mixed up with 100 other pieces of meat, or 1,000 other pieces of meat, all of them are prohibited for benefit. V'savar haitana, the davar shidarko limnos, v'isuro isar hana, osar es taruvaso, v'kol shehu. And the Tana of our Mishnah is of the opinion that something that can be counted and is prohibited in benefit would prohibit its combination in any amount. So when we're talking about something that can be counted, we mean, for example, a barrel of wine as opposed to spilling wine into other wine. V'kohani d'chashiv b'masnisan, and all of the things that are mentioned in our Mishnah, davar shedarko limnosu, v'isuron isur hana. And all of the things mentioned in our Mishnah are things that can be counted and that are prohibited for benefit. Hare Elu. So why does it reiterate these are the things that prohibit in any amount? Lumiyute isuri hana she'ein darchan limnos. This is to exclude things that are prohibited for benefits that are not countable. Oshedarchan limnos ve'einan isuri hana, or things that can be counted but are not prohibited in benefit. She'ein osrin es taruva san b'kol she'ein, because those things would not prohibit their mixtures in any amount. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Tes. Join us tomorrow, and we will get very close to the end of this chapter and the end of the Masechta with Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph.